If you're going to save, here's two ways I recommend doing it. One is a minimal amount per month or a percentage, whatever's greater. A minimal amount or percentage, whatever's greater. Please make a note of that. A minimal amount or percentage, whatever's greater. A minimal amount or percentage, whatever's greater. I have a minimal amount guaranteed, regardless of what my company does. And then when I know I had an extra big month, like in December, I know I made at least an extra $60,000 that month. I took that extra $60,000 and stuck it, that extra amount, into savings. Just forced it into savings. A minimal amount or a percentage, whatever's greater. Never go below a minimum amount. If you do only a percentage, then you're going to have some degree of volatility based on your company going up and down. Now watch this now. If you have a minimal amount, your company won't go below a certain amount. Because you're making a declaration, I'm worth this amount, my company's worth this amount, this is what it's going to happen. Since I've done a minimum amount, I've never missed it. And then when I have a bigger amount, I just put extra away. Some months I may have nothing. I'll just have my minimum amount. Some months I may have an extra $60,000. And I'll put that extra away. Accordingly with the taxes too. Portion goes to taxes, portion goes into my immortality account. My goal was to get to a point where my money in my immortality account at 8% was earning me more money than me working. So I didn't have to work. I did it because I love to work. What else are you going to do? Your self-worth has a lot to do with your feeling of productivity. People that stop doing some sort of service erode their value. I mean, I've seen people that stop working, they have eroded their value. That's why some people that are older are wanting to contact their kids, anything I can do for you, anything I can do for you, because they don't feel worthy unless they're doing something of service for somebody. We're designed to serve our fellow humankind and have a cause bigger than ourselves. Now, as you build your savings, this is going to grow. And as it does, it's going to build a cushion. And if it builds a cushion, it's going to stabilize your emotions in life. If you're your own company, it's going to stabilize your company because you're building a cushion for your company. Would you agree that you can increase the quality of your clients if you've got a cushion? If you've got $1 million in cash and you've got a client that comes in, it doesn't match what you would love to have as a client. You'd say, I'd love to serve you, but I have a person down the street, Mr. Fifnik down there, I'd like you to refer to. That's not the person you want to serve. Let me agree. You can be choosy about who you want to serve. Would you agree that you get occasional people that you don't really want to do business with? And if you're in desperation, got zero in the bank, you're going to be dealing business with them because you're desperate. And if you got plenty of money in the bank, you don't necessarily have to take them on. You can refer them out to somebody else that really matches them better. So the quality of your clients go up. The quality of your standards go up. The quality of your service goes up by having a cushion. That produces more than the difference of what that money can be doing if it's in a high-risk investment. The balance benefits to your company, the value that it gets, is going to outweigh the difference of you putting it in a speculative investment and not having a cushion that you can't get access to, or it might be highly volatile, make you emotional. So my experience is if you pay yourself. Now, if you have employees, this is going to be shocking to some of you. I recommend that your employees are saving also. Now, you have a superannuation fund that's automatically, if you're employing somebody, you've got to put some money in there. I think it's about 9%, isn't it, since 1992 or something, 94? It's about 9%. It's great. That forces you and forces them to have a savings program, but it doesn't give them liquidity, does it? And how many of the employees that work in your company that are in financial straits and credit cards that are right up to the hilt, and they're still under financial stresses because they've got no cushion? In my company, you're probably going to go, oh my God, nobody's allowed to work there unless they're on a savings program in addition to their pensions, in addition to their what you call superannuation. In fact, I control that. I'm Big Brother that controls that. I say, you're up for a raise, but I don't give you a full raise. I only give part of your raise to live on. The rest of it goes to savings. I never give them any less or any more than 50% of their raise. Because if they raise their lifestyle without raising their income, they're stressed. And then I got that stress in my company, and they're in desperation, not inspiration. But if I raise their savings and their investments, I mean, their savings and investments and their lifestyle, it goes up 50-50. Production and consumption is maintaining equilibrium. Sir John Templeton, financial guru, whatever, the Templeton Foundation, recommended 50%. So I've been doing that for many years. I save 50% of my income. Whatever I get, 50% goes to savings. Huge difference. I didn't start out that way. I started at $200. $200 was a small percentage. It went up to 3%, to 4%, to 5%, to 10%, and kept going up until it's 50% of the income. Now, because I travel so much, and most of my life is a write-off, if I'm moving from one city to the city, it's all business expense, I really don't have much of expenses. So I'm living homeless in a mobile home. People ask me, where do I live? I say, I live in a mobile home. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my wife's trying to get back to the mobile home now. Oh, has something happened to her? Yeah, she's trying to fly back to the mobile home. I'm joking, but it's true. Our home moves around. In fact, everybody here's home moves around, in case you didn't know that. The earth's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. When your mother says sit still, just tell her it's impossible, according to Dr. DeMartini. The earth's moving 1,000 miles an hour, and the earth's going around the sun at 190-something thousand miles an hour, so you can't sit still. So we're all living in a mobile home. So what you do is you have a forced automatic savings. You get that set up, you sign the agreement, you get the brokerage company or the investment company to have it forced out of your savings account or into your savings account. You get it into some sort of money market account or money trust account or whatever you call them here, unit trust account. I'm not sure what all the names are, but they're money market accounts. That's what they call them around most places in the world. They're basically not high yield investments, but they're stable and you can rely on they're going to be there. And you have some money there and you build up a cushion until you've got at least 60, if not 90 days worth of liquid capital. If you've got 60 to 90 days worth of liquid capital, you're not stressed in your company nearly as much as if you got zero capital. And by the way, having that in a house and having to borrow against it's not the psychologically the same as having liquid capital. It's not the same. How many of you understand the difference? There's a different psychology to it. It's harder to go and have to borrow money out of a liquid account to make it liquid out of a house, and there's anxiety of having to do that. But if you just got a liquid account there that's there and it's non-touchable and it's earning 4% and it's just growing, and yes, you're paying tax on it, it's not there to make fortune, it's just there to stabilize your emotions and stabilize your company. And so you can increase the quality of your clients, increase the quality and standard of your business. So it can earn you more than that difference between 4%, maybe 8% or 10%. And you do not be stressed at night. You sleep better. Your health is better. Your well-being is better. And you're developing some sort of stability in your consciousness.